Beginnt die Gemara daf mesach zivam daf chabezuk and unbezuk and tells master because the Gemara my time what's the reason? Which Gemara said that a mamzer exempts the eishes hames from yibum. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason? So the face is interesting. He says hachalim par pshita. Here we don't ask. Oh, obviously the benayhu that is the son. Kibar like we asked before regarding the mamzer being the brother that zoyk leyibum that we say pshita achivhu. And I'll drop it to the contrary. Actually, by my time the Gemara wants to know what's the reason. That is considered like benoy, so it's like almost the opposite extreme. So it says the reason is behind Hashem Dishan Leil, because since the Gemara previously had answered Neil of Achvav Neyakav Bechulu, in other words, that there is a svar to learn out that just like the Neyakav that Kosher sold to by all Yibim that did not zoikig and they would not patur, rather has to be the Ksheim. So Lahachi Bayi, so therefore the Gemara is asking over here and asking yes, that why is the son of Mamzer exempted from Yibum, and that is in my time of living in the Yaakov, why don't I live in the son of Yaakov to say that the brother that's a Mamzer, yeah, you're right, the Lay is a Kuka. And therefore, Vemkin, if that's the case, so too we should say regarding the Ben Mamzer, Mifta Nam Lem Nifta Shanat. Yeah, they are interdependent, as Taisan Amar Av had said a similar svar. It says, Master, begin the Gemara, Ben Einloy. Oh, it says in the Taira, Ben Einloy, he has no son, meaning with an extra yud. Einolab, so you got to really look into it and make sure that there's no son, even the Mamzer, because the Mamzer would be including this halacha as we find elsewhere. Of the widow about if she could continue eating truma and any type of son. Now Tanya says Avakav the stam ach ben. Although in general, generic brother son have a fil mamzer includes even the mamzer. The baruch leila. The Gemara actually had previously asked pshit achbo. Of course, the brother. Vachanami here and there also. The truth is leitzur ben einloy. We didn't need this drash ben einloy. Ein love. And we should delay neil ben yakav. It's only because you would think from an yakav. But the truth is, generally, yes, of course, ben ach would include a mamzer. I said, such what it's this that we needed the Zera Ein law that it says that oh she didn't have any offspring Ein law look into it. Haim Mishim says places that's because that's different. The Stam Zera have a Zera Kasher. General, the word offspring would indicate only kosher offspring. Because conditional is immersed in the condition of Dalman of Ein law Zera Kasher Zera Pasuk 9. So therefore, regarding there, you have to include Mamzer. But in general, Mamzer would be included even with Ach and Ben. Now, well, that's regarding Mamzer. Lin Bnei Bonim regarding grandsons have Ipcha. That's actually the opposite. The Zera Mashma. Meaning in regards to what the terminology means, what includes and what does not include. For regarding Mamzer, we said by Zera it's not included, and by Ben Ach it is, but regarding Bnei Banim, it's the opposite. The Zera Mashma Pilo Bnei Banim, that offspring would seem to indicate even grandsons, because Mashma Hosma as the Gemara, but it actually sounds like it says Zera Zara Litzav Gra, oh, for us, offspring's offspring, you don't need a Pasik, because the Bnei Banim are even Kabanim, grandsons like sons. But Uvenli Mashma Pilo Bnei Banim, but regarding son, although we said that does automatically include Mamzer, but does not include automatically include grandson, only includes the son itself. I would only have the son, and Ben Basa Ben, and how do you include all these things? You see, those are not automatically included in Ben, so it's actually the inverse this of Namzer and of Ben Aben. Now, when they will read, appears to the read that the Ma'ayan Allah, the Hacha Gabi Yibim, this is what we say over here by Yibim, oh, look and make sure, you know, there's no offspring at all. That Ain Lidrish Ben Habas, Ubasa Ben, shift him in the Yibim. You cannot expound from there that the grand child would exempt from the halacha of Yibum. Meaning, even though regarding inheritance, we expand Ein Lov, that includes Ben Abbas Abbas and Ben Abbas, Ben Abbas, Ben Abbas, Ben Abbas, and Ben Abbas. Even so, by Yibum, he says, no, you don't do that. Why not? And the reason that is, Kivin of Kino, unless so Yimamz is, since we tell you that this drush of Ein Lov, which is Ein Lov, is including the Mamzer. And therefore, the Gemara needed Babasra, La Suya Ben Haben, Ubas Haben, Lininachlo, from the fact that it says over there, Ben Enloy Ainalov, and the Boilim, if they didn't want to learn Amelin, you even want me to say, Fambi, Ben Uben Haben, Kiadodininu is the same thing. Lininachlo, Namikiadodininu, so to regarding by Nachlo, it should be the same thing. Like the Gemara says over there, Kave Bas, where that she comes before the inheritance of his father, which we learn out that because like by Yibim, the son and daughter is the same children by Nachla, you don't say that says regarding grandchildren, because this pasuk you really need for Mamzer Ayin Olav, and it's not extra to say regarding Bnei Banim, and obviously, and that you learn it out for that meaning because that's what I'm saying that for here for Yibim it's not going to include the grandchild. So it comes out that Einloy, it says by Yibam, is coming to include Mamzer. From there we learn out Tanachla. And Einloy, it says by Nachla, that's coming to include Bnei Banim. And from there we learn out for Yibam. So it says, I'm telling you, let's take a second look. So if you're going to say, Vinidashib, why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say Gabe Nachlo, where it says Ein Loi? That's Lasu Yamamzer. That's coming to include the Mamzer, and from there we learn out to Yibim, not like saying like we said before from Yibim, and then you learn out to Nachlo. No, maybe start by Nachlo. Say you come to include Mamzer. Umein the Gabe Yibim, then Shmena Ben Haben, and from there you learn out from Nachlo, so that you would include the grandchild. There's something that says we can say is no, the Gabe Nachlo in Sok Lasu Yamamzer. But Nachlo, you don't have to include Mamzer to say that he's going to be part of inheritance. The Chol Mila Benayu, because for all halachas he's like his son. And then Yibim have a subgedal Milam Yaakov. Only Yibim that we would have thought to say Lam Zan the Yaakov that the Og Sherim and so to by Yibim you would have thought has to be Sherim. That's what you need Ainlo to say to call Yibim Mamzer. So then by default, so what are you learning out from the Ainlo of Nachlo? That's coming good Ben Aben, but you can't say the other way around. And therefore, that's what the Rebbe was saying that from Ayn Lov by Yibim you don't darshan the Ben Abbas and the Bas Haben that it would exempt from Yibim. Now, places wants to know. This is the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in Yesh Neichlin, that it was obvious to the Gemara that the daughter would exempt from Yibim like a son. So he says, where does the Gemara get this in Yibim Ben Abbas Kadodinu that they equal? So near the reader, it seems to be the Nafkalam Ala Yimcha. We learn it out from Yimcha Shmai Mocha Shmai Yisrael, should not be wiped out. Prat Lazad, they exclude if there's a daughter, Shem Shmai Mocha, he's not wiped out. Uinami, you actually say another Pshat. The Bas Umamzer Shkulim, that actually the daughter and the Mamzer are actually equivalent. And actually, Bas Nami Nafkim, I love the Hacha, I actually learned it out because this is very related to the point Tez brought before that the grandchild is not going to be included in the exemption from Yibum. Although by Nachla we do say, and that's what we said regarding the order, but the Bas, you actually, according to the second shot, will be learning out from the same source as Mamzer from Ein Lov, because they're equivalent, they're both Chedushim. Which Tosfos says, "Me across the river," is difficult to the because they can learn the shkulim him bas mamzer. How could you say they're equal? Like they're both chedushim, and you learn that from Ein Lov. Go take a look. The mamzer exempt, bas exempt. How could you say that? How keeping them in the ukme Ein Lov bas? But once you can tell me the Ein Lov is coming to include the daughter, so meich this ukme from mamzer. How? So why would you get this to include even the mamzer? Daughter is you're right. Shlo yimocha by shmoi biyisrael. But by mamzer, keeping ma'achla achla mashmal muti mamzer. You said that from the sons of Yaakov, you would seem to exclude mamzer. So then, who says you could say such a bechidush to include mamzer? So Bishlomer, you could say, we could say is no. Keep an Achla Achla Itzchol Drasha Chid. Since ultimately Achla Achla, you need for a different Drasha to tell you, as the Gemara said, Nafid Zayin, that to tell you it's only by paternal brothers, not by maternal brothers. So less long lemuutim inay mamzer than Yibim. So really, it cannot be really used to exclude mamzer regarding Yibim. Keep an Ulchol Milu Chasha Ben Abach, because regarding all things, we could say the mamzer as a son as a brother. Or the gives behadi bas. Therefore, it makes sense to include with daughter. Ma'ayin love like a chavak of the Itzchol Rabuyi bas. Although you need to include daughter, but the nich b'shulukach from the Rabuyi mamzer that would not hold us back from also including mamzer. And so it's tight, you should know this to a whole Rish Lakish, Dorish Law, Berish Lachotz, Leron of Lamheim and Bezal Milsa Achriti. He actually expounds from this Ein Loi, for something else that if some of those Chalitza to the Mu'beres, it's not going to be a Chalitza. And Vavalochim, Abin Menei Mamzer, still he learns of Nei to include the Mamzer, obviously, that because it's the equivalent of Droshes from the same source, and because really from Achma Achva, we use it for something else, I would not have really excluded it, and therefore that's why we include Mamzer too. The next test master begins Gemara Kshasa Tshuva. We're talking about that the father is also my samcha because he did repentance. So, but if the father was a rasha, then he would not be chayiv on hitting him because not also my samcha. Today says v'hadam perkanachlan. This is the Gemara since I up payment based lachole and abenasa shleich lab for all agencies of the court. The son cannot be an agent to be to his father, to hit him or to curse him if the court needed to do it. A son's not allowed to do it to a father. Who'll accept if he's someone that's pushing people to do idolatry, etc. But the question that's bothering Tisus is that we see that even if the father is a sinner, see the son's not allowed to hit him. But in our Gemara, it sounds like that he's allowed to hit him. Says Tisus, no hasam kishas a tshuva. There it's also Gemara where he did tshuva. But then says Tisus, if that's the case, the bishlam and malchus moshgachas to mechayev of kishas a tshuva. We could understand someone's going to be liable for lashes because here in this world, unlike Bez and Shalmala, that even someone does tshuva, he's still going to be liable for lashes. And like Halle, but to curse him, Mishas a tshuva in Rosh Hashanah, like Halle, someone repenting, not a curse him, I feel like, even anyone else. So how are you saying that's the case that the son's not allowed to? Only the son. Yishlam, this is what you could say is, Dim Hiske Shem Shemem Levatala. Yeah, if he mentioned God's name in vain, or he also dubbish and Tzchai Benidu, or he did something that's liable for excommunication, Ava Bishas Tshuva, although he repented, Tzchai Belei Mifte, he actually is liable. And you have to be Menadim, which is included in like this halacha makal, and he's not going to go scot-free. And therefore, but once he did Tshuva, it's forbidden for the son, at least, to do it, but others actually wouldn't do that.